On today's Daily Slab, we are going to be talking about Matthew Tkachuk's amazing, amazing postseason series. We are also going to be talking about the releases of the week and an interesting pitching price comparison. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's Daily Slab. Welcome everyone to the Daily Slab. I am Nate, and the trender for today is Matthew Tkachuk. So the 25-year-old American was on Calgary last year, scored 100 points on the season, and then got traded to the Florida Panthers and signed a massive 8-year, $76 million deal, at least massive for NHL, maybe not necessarily baseball or anything like that, but a big deal nonetheless. And so he's in his first season with the Florida Panthers, and he was special this year, one of a kind, really, because he scored over 100 points, one of 11 players to do so, but he was the only player of the 11 to also have over 100 penalty minutes at 123. Most guys were below 40 there. He had over 123 penalty minutes and yet still scored over 100 points on the season. So it was an incredible year from him. An incredible year. Back-to-back 100-point seasons for him. And in his first year with the Florida Panthers, he has now led them from the wild card 2 spot, or the 8th seed, I suppose you could call it, to the Stanley Cup Finals after their victory against the Hurricanes, in which they swept the Hurricanes. And he scored 4 goals in the series in that sweep in 4 games. Just incredible, incredible, incredible play from the 25-year-old. I think, you know, maybe not something that Calgary saw coming, I suppose, because if they would have seen this from him, they would have kept him. But the fact that he's getting all those penalty minutes and still being productive on the court or on the ice is indicative of how impressive of a player he is, because he's both, you know, feisty and competitive and will get in your face, but also skilled enough to do damage on the ice. And speaking of damage, his cards have done some damage in the card market in the last 3 months. In fact, major, major damage. Up 123% for his Young Guns rookie PSA 10 from 2016. That's an incredible amount for a three-month stretch, especially for a hockey card. You know, hockey is not the biggest market for sports cards in the world, and yet 123% on Matthew Tkachuk, because he has been one of a kind in the regular season and just as incredible in the playoffs. For our post of the day, we've got this pitching comparison, and this will be a quick one. It's just kind of interesting because they're not similar cards. Spencer Strider's an out of 5 Bowman Chrome Red auto, whereas the Clayton Kershaw is an orange out of 25 auto. So obviously the Strider is nicer. Grade-wise, it's also nicer. PSA 10 on the Strider to a BGS 9 on the Clayton Kershaw. So, you know, they're two different cards, but Kershaw is the best pitcher one of the best pitchers of his generation. He's going to go to the Hall of Fame. He has a World Series victory under his belt. Yada, yada, yada. He is amazing. He has done it all. Spencer Strider has been amazing in his first year and a half, but it's only been a year and a half, and we don't know what could happen moving forward. That being said, I do believe that Spencer Strider, we could look up in 15 years, and we think of Spencer Strider exactly how we think of Justin Verlander, or Clayton Kershaw, or Max Scherzer, or any of those guys. I do think he is that good, and I expect him to continue to be that good. So when you look at these prices, $18,000 for the Spencer Strider Red Auto on the 25th of April, compared to $19,200 on May 7th for the Clayton Kershaw Auto. And you say, wow, those are really close considering Clayton Kershaw is a Hall of Famer, yada, yada, yada. But that Spencer Strider, it's interesting. Obviously, there's a ton of risk. If you're still playing, there's a ton of risk. We all know that. We know that. But man, everyone in the comments is like, give me Kershaw, give me Kershaw, give me Kershaw, give me Kershaw, and I understand it, but I really do think we are looking at a guy who is going to be viewed just like Kershaw, and the Braves team is really good. They've signed a ton of young players to massive extensions, so I expect him to get plenty of opportunities to capture a World Series title or more than one in his career if he stays with the Braves. And so for me, I know it's crazy, and I know Clayton Kershaw is Clayton Kershaw and Cooperstown curveball and everything. I think I might take the Spencer Strider. I know it's a risk. It's absurd. It's ridiculous to say. And yet, In my heart of hearts, I think I would rather have the Strider at this point for $1,200 less of the nicer card of the better grade. And then lastly, we have what's happening, and that is our highest price sales of the week, starting with last Thursday to this Thursday. So bear with me, 1 week time. And I know you're watching this on a Friday, but because I recorded on Thursday, we gotta fudge the numbers there a little bit. But number five for the week was this Justin Herbert 2020 NT RPA number to 99 BGS 9 that sold for $78,000 on PWCC on the 21st. Then you have number four, Mickey Mantle 1952 Topps PSA Authentic Altered. Just crazy to me how much an altered card goes for of Mickey Mantle. And this sold for $81,600 on Golden on the 17th. Then you have number three, Cassius Clay, 1960 Hemet's Journal Handcut Auto PSA 3 with a 10 auto. Now, I don't know enough about these hand-cut cards. I'm a little bit confused by it because if it's hand-cut, couldn't somebody hand-cut it and trim it down even better to get a PSA 3? I'm sure there's a way they can tell that it's been cut recently as opposed to being cut years ago, but I'm still very confused by how they grade these hand-cut cards. That being said, $85,200 on Golden as well on the 17th for that Cassius Clay or Muhammad Ali card. Number two, you've got Joe DiMaggio 1941 R336 Play Ball SGC8. Jolton Joe DiMaggio right there, and he sold for $90,000 on REA. We haven't had an REA card yet on these updates, and that sold on the 21st as well. And then lastly, our number one card sale of the week, Wayne Gretzky 1979 Opeachy Rookie PSA 9. That sold for $114,000 on Golden on May 17th. So all very nice cards, expensive cards, not as big of a week as last week. We had, you know, a card that sold for $600,000+ last week. This week, only $100,000, only one over $100,000. But still, a nice week of cards. For me, if I were to pick one, it'd probably be hard to go against Cassius Clay on card PSA 10 auto. You know, it's a PSA 3 card, but a 10 auto of Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay, one of the best fighters ever, I think that would probably be the most historic or coolest thing you could get. So for me, that would be my choice. All right, thank you everyone for watching today's Daily Slab. If you enjoyed this video, please click that like button and don't forget to hit that subscribe. And I will talk to you next week over the weekend for the next Daily Slab. See everyone.